As Richard was pointing out, establishing a causal link between screen time and the rise in poor mental health outcomes for adolescents is hard to do, but work in this area is underway. A recent study showed an increased sensitivity in adolescents to a core feature of many social platforms, the like button. Most of us are familiar with it by now. Whenever you post on your favourite feed, other users have the option to engage with you by clicking like. The study, published in Science Advances, links a drop in likes with a comparatively bigger drop in mood in young people. I spoke to one of the authors of the study, Wouter van den Bos, who is an associate professor of developmental psychology at the University of Amsterdam.
There was already a data set, and it was exactly the data that we needed because it had 8,000 teenagers and 8,000 adults that were on Instagram, and it had all their posts and the likes they got on the posts. And that data could tell us how sensitive they are to the likes that they got on their posts.
How are you defining sensitivity in this sense?
The effect that likes have on future posting and using the app. So we assume that if you get more likes, particularly more likes than you expected you would get, you are, again, more motivated to pick up the phone and start using the app and start posting again. And if you then don't get the likes you expect, you get sort of demotivated and it will take longer before you start using the app again.
And the thinking underpinning that assumption is that young people, adolescents, are social creatures more so perhaps than adults. So that sensitivity would be increased.
Yes, we based our hypothesis on the fact that, yeah, we know that adolescents are really sensitive to their social environment, because also in this developmental period, there's a lot changing. You have this shift moving away a little bit from your parents, and your peer group becomes more important, and also your position within the group. So those likes might be much more important signals for them. They're much more meaningful. That's what we thought, and in a way, what we found in our data. If the adolescents got more or less likes, they were much more responsive to it. If they got more, they started posting more. If they got less, they started posting less. We also saw that pattern in adults, of course. It's not that they don't care at all, but definitely the adolescents were more sensitive to it.
So younger people are more sensitive to the amount of likes on their post. The next step, I suppose, is to necessarily say that they feel worse as a result. Maybe they just decide it's less worth their time posting. How did you show that lower likes maybe led to lower mood, for example?
Yeah, so for us, that was the next step in the second study, also really looking at their emotional states. And for this, we moved to the lab again, and basically we built a social media simulator, an experiment in which the participants, including teenagers, they could post things from a selection of memes that we gave them. And when they posted them, they got likes based on other people's ratings. So those ratings were real. The only thing is that we manipulated behind the scenes in this app the memes they could select from. So sometimes we just gave them really poor memes, and basically that result in not so many likes. For both adults and for the adolescents, if they got more likes for a while, they reported higher moods, because we also asked these questions in between during the experiment, how they were feeling at the moment. And the mood would decline if you gave them all the bad memes and they get less likes. And specifically for the adolescents, these effects were stronger. And again, specifically for the negative mood. So they were definitely more affected by not getting the likes they expected or wanted.
What about a mechanism behind this association between reduced likes and lower mood? How are you able to say what's going on inside the brains of young people to perhaps explain why this enhanced emotional volatility is seen in relation to social media?
Well, we think there's two things going on. But one is, for them, it's much more important, the peer group, the connections they have on social media. It's 90 or more percent are basically the teens and the peers that they interact with in their daily life. So basically from school and other things. If they're not getting the feedback, this is really a strong signal for not really belonging in the group in a way that they really want. And they don't have many alternatives often. The second thing is that emotion regulation itself is also sort of a skill that's still developing during this period. We know that the prefrontal cortex and the connections with the subcortical brain regions, so the smaller emotional brain regions, are still developing during those years. And we also found some intriguing sort of starting point to further explore this in a neuroimaging analysis that we also did, the third study of the whole paper, where we also found that particularly the amygdala, which is one of those emotional brain regions, was highly correlated with the sensitivity to the social feedback on Instagram. That really stands out as one because it was also correlated with social anxiety and problematic social media use. So I think regulating the activity in that area could be really helpful to deal with the feedback that they get online.
How does this knowledge potentially help us to reduce harms from smartphones? I know Instagram had a push recently to remove the like counter from posts, and they also have more recently been developing accounts specifically for adolescents to mitigate some of the predispositions they have to having a difficult time on social media. Are those steps in the right direction?
Here we've only focused, of course, on one element, the likes, and there's other things that also in very different ways might be very dangerous. But if we talk about the likes, I think that's definitely a good step. Of course, it was only optional and it was still sort of visible, but not entirely. And it's still easy to give the likes. And I think it would be nice if we could focus really on making those interactions online a little bit more meaningful, strip it away even more.
Is that something that the social media companies will be happy with? Wouter van den Bos, Associate Professor of Developmental Psychology at the University of Amsterdam.